The Department of Environmental Conservation says there are a couple thousand contaminated sites in Alaska that still need to be cleaned of petroleum, heavy metals, and other contaminants. 22 of those are in the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. KRBD's Liam Niemeyer reports some of those sites near Ketchikan haven't been addressed for over a decade.
Ryan Sienke is the boat captain at George Inlet Lodge, close to where South Tongass Highway ends. We're in a skiff going up George Inlet just north of the Beaver Falls Cannery. His job usually means taking out tourists to catch lunch.
Mostly we take them up George Inlet about 6 miles. We pull up some crab pots, look at the crabs that are there, release the crabs back to the water, then I'll bring them back to the George Inlet for a crab lunch.
But this trip is a bit different. He points out a couple of pillars sticking out of the trees on a nearby shore.
Islands, right, they're tied together. That's one of the portions of the mine. The mine is actually going to be back up here behind these alders right up in here.
We're heading to see the former mine site of the Lendeavan Prospect, where miners in the early 20th century tried to mine for silver and lead, but didn't find much. Once we get on shore, Sienke and I bushwhack through the alders to get to the site. We finally get to the clearing where there are rusted barrels everywhere, sunken into the ground. Some are even punctured. Old mining equipment is strewn about. A tin shack is still standing in front of us. We have to be careful where we step because this site is one of 22 contaminated sites the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says still needs to be cleaned up in the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. Hazardous chemicals remain in some of those rusted, leaky barrels. Anne-Marie Polmary is with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and specializes in contaminated mine sites. Polmary says mines in Alaska can be difficult to clean up for many reasons.
These are typically in remote areas, and then also another complication can sometimes be the fact that there are high levels of naturally occurring metals in these areas, and so differentiating between levels of contamination and levels of background metals can be challenging.
This site was discovered in 1980 by the DEC and was last visited by Bureau of Land Management officials in 1998. It was determined then that some cleanup needed to happen, but since then, the site has been sitting untouched. DEC's job is to identify these contaminated sites and hold the landowner responsible for the cleanup. Determining who the site belongs to means thousands of dollars of cleanup at stake. U.S. Forest Service spokesperson Paul Robbins does point to the success of cleanup at the former Mahoney mine site just north of the Lendeavan Prospect. The mine is on Forest Service land, and lead was last removed from the soil in 2008. And while testing shows there's still elevated levels of lead at the Mahoney mine, wildlife is recovering.
What we saw was a variety of plants, spruce, fern, alder, blueberries, have taken root and they're proliferating. So there's no signs of stressed or dying vegetation. So that's an example of the closures and the actions being taken being effective.
Robbins says, just like any agency, there's only so much manpower and funding at the Forest Service to deal with lower priority contaminated sites. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer,